I want my children and grandchildren to know this story. And that's why I'm writing it up. I'm putting it on a blog. And about every fortnight I add another chapter. And they are enjoying it.
What have you discovered about your dad? Anything, any qualities or any surprises among there that you would have thought, that's not really the dad that I knew?
The dad that I knew wasn't the really, almost blasé young athlete that was just going forward without worrying about anything. When I knew my dad, he was scarred by the war. He didn't talk openly about a lot of things. And for a long time, most of my childhood, he refused to talk about China at all. Mum would tell us things. Mum would teach us choruses in Chinese and that sort of thing. But for Dad, it was bitter because this had been the place he loved. This had been his career. He absolutely loved the people and the language. And he had put so much into it, and then it was all taken from him.
Your dad literally did escape. He couldn't go back to China because he would have been arrested.
That's right. When we were children, a letter came from the Governor General to say that the government in China had demanded that he and two other men return to China to stand trial for war crimes. The Governor General said he didn't have to go.
Why was he possibly charged with war crimes when he was fighting the Japanese? So why would the Chinese government want to charge him with that?
These men who were interpreters were thought to know too much. They knew too much about China, about the terrain, about the culture, and they also may have known war secrets.
I'm speaking with Marion Andrews, who's researching her dad and his contribution to the war, and really discovering through that process a lot about him that she didn't know, and is going to share that with the rest of her family via a blog and a selection of photos. Marion, you mentioned Burma and the fact that he never talked about that, and that's quite significant because he actually received a medal, or was given a medal, but did never actually receive it.
Yes.
Do you know much, Marion, about the campaign that led to the member of the British Empire?
No, I just know that it was hand-to-hand combat with kukris, the curved knife. That's all I know, that it was a fierce battle, that it turned the Japanese back from the borders of India and they regained the Burma Road, the Burma taking stores and supplies up and down the Burma Road was the only link that the Nationalist Army in China had with the outside, because they couldn't have any coastal ports at that time. So this Burma Road down first through Rangoon in Burma, and then they took it across to India. This was a vital link. We know that supplies and people had to come all the way by plane across the Himalayas, and they called it the Aluminium Trail because so many planes went down. The planes, the propellers would freeze. The people would go to sleep from lack of oxygen, this sort of thing. So it was a very dangerous route that they were going over, and they needed this land supply. And evidently my father led a convoy of 60 trucks from India up to Kunming in western China. According to my husband's uncle, who was a Changi prisoner, for my father to have been made a captain in the Gurkha Rifles, he must have had leadership qualities. Now, I hadn't thought of that before Stuart's uncle said so, and yet now I know that is true. from all of this. I don't think you see your father as a leader of men when you live with him day by day. But now I know here was a man who was highly respected and who was given these great responsibilities to lead men into battle. And this was jungle warfare in Burma, I have since found out. And it was the first time the British actually proved themselves in jungle warfare. They had lost one major city after another all through southern Asia. And the enemy was coming towards India. Now, India was the jewel of their crown, the place that they did not want to lose. And so the British suddenly had to learn jungle warfare, and my father was part of that.